The next item we have is We Can Bank on It, the Cardtronics Accessibility Center of Excellence and the Future. We heard yesterday in the presidential report about our long history with Cardtronics, and more importantly, the tremendous things that are ahead for our partnership with Cardtronics. And here to talk with us about the future of our work together is the director of the Cardtronics Accessibility Center of Excellence. He has more than 30 years experience in the banking industry. Please welcome our friend, our new partner, Randy Rice.
Thank you, President Riccobono. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. You know, before I even start, I don't know how many people tried to tell me what it was like to come to this event. There's no way. I'm so touched by how many people came to see us. And I think I just want to share before I even start, it's great what you're doing to help adults. But what really touched me was the kids and the young people that were here and how you will change their lives. So with that said, I'm just thrilled to be here. I met with many of you at our booth this week. We actually did over 200 demonstrations of our talking ATMs, and I'm so glad that so many of you took time to visit with us and experience what those machines are doing. We really appreciate the feedback that you gave us. Many of you were able to also try out NCR's new Calpana ATM of the future. These new ATMs are like merging a tablet PC with a cash dispenser to make an ATM that is more secure, more reliable, more versatile, and more capable than ever before. We're working jointly with NCR to ensure that these new ATMs are accessible to the blind, and that we will be piloting these ATMs in the U.S. market with NCR later this year. For those that tried them, the thing that's really unique about these ATMs is they have no keyboard. There's no keypad. And the touch screen is the only interface. We're proud to work with your people at the NFB, at the Cardtronics Accessibility Center of Excellence. I work regularly with your veteran accessibility expert, Ron Gardner, to ensure that we are always mindful of the needs of blind users as we consider further advances to the hardware and software of our ATMs. I actually spoke to Ron yesterday morning, and he sent his regrets. I think only his church mission that he's on now could keep him from this event. Okay. First and foremost, I want to thank you and your NFB leaders for the help you guys have provided us. So often as sighted people, we simply don't comprehend what it's like to walk in your shoes. Ron has very patiently worked with us to help us understand more about your challenges, and he's taught me personally many things. For instance, it was natural to me that I believed, because I understood the voice instructions on how to use our ATMs, and I knew that all our approved Braille stickers were on the machines, then blind users would be able to use the machines. Ron helped me recognize how important it is to appreciate that the human mind processes visual data differently from audio data. Audible data is received sequentially, and you process it sequentially. Recognizing this, Ron led us to adopt several conventions in developing our audio scripts for the ATMs.
Randy, can I give you this? It's an FM system. Just put it on your neck.
Okay. For instance, the new and upgraded ATMs will always give you the option to choose before giving you the action to take. So the new audio scripts will always say for cash, press 1 instead of press 1 for cash. This reflects the sequential approach our mind uses to receive and process that data. A sighted person can look at an ATM screen and instantly choose from multiple options on the screen. Our spoken scripts must present these multiple options sequentially in a crisp and easy to understand, script. Very simply, a lot of the scripts that sighted people had developed for you were backwards and bloated with unnecessary words. Okay. Another example, very simple things. We abandon some words like increase and decrease because some speech engines just simply couldn't pronounce them where you could tell them apart. And something as simple as raise and lower solve the problem. Yeah. In several cases, manufacturers wrote the scripts in countries where English is not their native language. I think some of you have probably seen that. And they simply didn't produce good American English. Another lesson was to be consistent. ATM should deliver the same message the same way every time. In short, don't get overly creative and don't waste words. Okay? On the new Calpana tablet-style ATM, we also recognized that for a blind user, the entire ATM screen should be a touchpad that is responsive to the users. Otherwise, you're going to have difficulty finding where the keypad is on the touch screen and punching in, say, your PIN. If you got a chance to try the Calpana ATM at our booth, you also notice that NCR has developed a new strip across the bottom of the screen that enables a blind user to enter numeric data on a touch screen efficiently and securely. Second, I want to share what Cardtronics and our engineers and service personnel will be doing over the next couple of years to ensure that our ATMs will operate in the U.S. Equipped with the hardware, software, Braille stickers, and all the other elements that will improve their accessibility for blind users. This is a monumental task. Beginning next month, we will start visiting all the sites where our 45,000 plus Cardtronics-owned ATMs and an even larger number of merchant-owned ATMs that we operate, totaling almost 100,000 ATMs. Each of these engineering visits, we estimate to require about 3 hours, which adds up to over 300,000 man-hours, are the equivalent of 150 engineers working full-time for a year to move this software out to the field. Ron Gardner and I, as well as David Cohen, a special master who was assigned to us by a federal judge and approved by both Cardtronics and the NFB, comprise the team that are now working on your behalf to ensure that all of our ATMs meet the agreed upon accessibility standards. And I put it as simply, we're just three old Eagle Scouts working together to improve ATM accessibility for you. And I guess what I would emphasize is maybe we really are old. We've been doing this a long time. We generally meet for 2 or 3 days every few weeks, and we do the work that we need to do together. Between the meetings, we at Cardtronics work with manufacturers, programmers, and others to see that what we decided actually gets done. We will continue working to rewrite and improve scripts and to test and certify new ATMs as they come along at the Cardtronics Accessibility Center of Excellence. This is really the first time there has ever been in our industry such a widespread usability testing and certification process for ATMs. We have already seen other ATM owners copy our Braille stickers. We were glad that they did. We intend to share with manufacturers what we've done with our improved scripts. And frankly, we expect that they will copy that work as well, and we're happy that they do. And my third and final point, many people would wonder why it's taken us so long to get to this point. And I fully understand why that's a logical question. In 2010, the new revised ADA required ATM owners to provide voice guidance on their ATMs. Manufacturers had developed the hardware and software that make this possible. They provided ATMs that they said were ADA compliant. We, as purchasers of the ATMs, accepted these manufacturers' assertions, and we purchased and deployed those ATMs. But as you know, simply being ADA compliant doesn't always mean easy to use. Cardtronics has long felt that our ATMs were as good as or probably better than anyone else's, though our discussions with the NFB, we began to recognize that better than everybody else's actually still might not be good enough. When you think about it, I think this is an understandable situation. When we buy a car, we know the vehicle must comply with pollution regulations. We accept the manufacturer's claim that it is. When we buy ground meat, we don't test it to guarantee that it's safe. But actually, in both cases, we might frequently be surprised if we did test them. And that's pretty much what it was with manufacturer-supplied voice guidance. The built-in voice guidance might be minimal or broken, but without actually inspecting it, we didn't know. In addition to the Center of Excellence certification process, we're now implementing an industry-leading fleet inspection process that will result in tens of thousands of video-recorded, detailed inspections of our ATMs each year to verify and document that the ATM voice guidance is actually operational. In addition, all future repair visits, and there's far more of those, machines are repaired generally two or three times a year, all future repair visits to our ATM will include verification that the headphone jack is intact and functioning properly. This is an even larger number of additional inspections that will not be videoed. We want all Cardtronics associated ATMs to work properly all the time. Please report any ATM that doesn't work satisfactorily so that we can promptly send an engineer to repair it. I'm also very proud to announce that we will be installing the first operational NFB-certified ATM in your national office in Baltimore in the coming month. This ATM will be programmed to provide free ATM transactions for NFB employees and their guests. Cardtronics cannot guarantee that your bank might not charge you a fee, but we won't charge you a fee. And let me conclude by saying again that we're proud to be your partner. To underscore this partnership, I ask that Dr. Maurer and President Riccobono join me here to receive a presentation from Cardtronics. Dr. Maurer, your immediate past president, has provided leadership and perseverance for over 10 years to get the three of us together on this platform. President Rick Abono, with whom I'm proud to also say that I attended the University of Wisconsin, is now providing the leadership to our partnership going forward. We at Cardtronics are pleased to work with the NFB, America's leading advocacy group for the blind, and to support your efforts to improve the accessibility of ATMs for all blind Americans. On behalf of Cardtronics, as our contribution to your ongoing efforts, we are proud to present to you a big check . If you can see this, it's 4 feet long. For $1,250,000. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Thank you, President Rick Abono. And thank you all for having us here this week.